भागवतम आने आराधितो नूनम भगवान हरि ईश्वर. Also, there are so many slopes he put it on and proved that Radhika is his own power, no need of Mary and nothing. They accepted. They were bound to accept. They were defeated. Then they told that you are not Vaishnava Sampradaya. He proved that we are in the line of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, his disciple was what name? Who gave diksha to Nityananda Prabhu Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. So Madhvendra Puripad was disciple of this Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. Then they asked that question that he was Tirtha and Madhvendra Puri is Puri. So how this difference came? He cleared it that from sannyas anyone cannot decide this thing, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwar Puripad at Gaya and he followed in Vaishnava Siddhanta Ishwar Puripad. He did not follow Keshava Bharati who gave sannyas. So Guru is who initiates mantra, Diksha mantra. He gave him Gopal mantra. So he followed Vaishnava, this religion, according to the mode of that Ishwara Puripad, in the line of Madhvendra Puripad. So in this way also, though he took sannyas from anyone, but he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha in Gopal mantra. There was any grihastha bhakta at that time. After that he took sannyas from anyone in Shankar Sampradaya, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in Shankar. But he was Vaishnava. So that Vaishnava was called Vishnu Puri in Madhva Sampradaya. So Madhvendra Puri took sannyas from that Puri, Vishnu Puri. So he is Puri, but he still in Madhva Sampradaya. So we are in Madhva Sampradaya. Nowadays, there is a very friction in Vrindavan and Navadvip is going on. They are telling that we are not under any Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are fully
independent.
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sukhe takes shelter of any other Sampradaya? He is himself Krishna. But this argument is not
correct.
Krishna, he came to, went to Sandipani Muni. Ramchandra went to Vasishtha. They accepted them like Guru. So, the
duty of Sarva Bhagavan is not to start.
The job of a Sampradayak Guru is not of job of Krishna. Only his powers and associate can preach all these things. So, Lakshmi, Brahma, Vishnu Swami, and Nimbati, all are his associates. Otherwise, if Krishna is the head of the Sampradaya, then it will be Krishna Sampradaya, not it will be Brahma Sampradaya, Narayana Sampradaya. So, the name of all these Sampradayas are all on the name of devotees, Sri Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya, and like this. So, nowadays they are telling that we are separate and fully independent Sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Jiva Goswami, and before that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Kavi Karnapur, they have accepted Madhva Sampradaya. So we must accept Madhva Sampradaya. What Madhva Balde Vidya Bhushan has told in his all books. They tell that he went to Udupi in the place of Madhvacharya and he accepted Madhva Sampradaya. His initiation was in Madhva Sampradaya. And he came, and then he came in the association of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But he had never accepted Gaudiya Vaishnava. That is why he has told that we are in Madhva line. But this fact is totally wrong. If Baldev Vidya Bhushan was not in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, how we explain all the sandarbhas? And he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the non-difference of Krishna. How? He wrote so many, all the books in our line of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami. He has explained also.
Lagu Bhagavatamrit.
Lagu Bhagavatamrit. And all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, he was Rupanuga Vaishnava. If at that time Baldev Vidya Bhushan was not present, then I think that from world our Gaudiya Vaishnava name has been gone. So he has established all the things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established. So he is really in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. If you will go to Vrindavan, some will tell like this.
वो बलदेव विद्या भूषण को स्वीकार नहीं करते
हैं। नहीं, इसीलिए तो कि उन्होंने मध्य संप्रदाय के उनको कह दिया। Now it is, not before. Now for about 100 years they are raising this question. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and all other has cut it there, all arguments. Our Guru Maharaj, very boldly he has written one book about this. I want to publish it with so many notes and explanations. Very soon I will publish it. So Baldev Prabhu is prominent person. There are so many things, but time is going to be over, so I'm
take another point.
There was a
Bhashi.
Ganga Mata Thakuran. In Bengal, at the time of Rupa Goswami, near about, there was a king family in Putia. Name of the place was the Putia. He was king and he has a very beautiful daughter. Name was
Sochi Devi.
Sochi
Devi.
Shashi.
Sochi.
Sochi. Sochi Devi. She was so beautiful. And from boyhood, he used to worship Radha Krishna Kaliyuga. And when he became some agent,
she became.
He married with Krishna, Shyam Sundar. And I will not marry any person in this world. My husband is himself Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Always worshipping Krishna. When she became more mature, his father, king and mother, all there, pursuing her to marry. But he told very vividly that I cannot marry any human body. I have been married. I want to go now to Vrindavan to serve my husband, Krishna. They could not satisfy her. At last the king was ready. And he helped her and sent anyone with her to take her to Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan. At that time, Rupa Goswami has left this world. Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all were not in this. Even Raghunath Das Goswami was not at time present. She went into Govinda temple there. Govinda was there at that time, not in Jaipur. And there was a priest of Govinda Dev, and his name was Haridas. He was very learned person in the line of Rupa Goswami, always chanting, remembering with Ashtashakti bhav, melted hearted, with tears always. He asked there, she asked there, that now who is qualified Vaishnava here? I want to meet him. Anyhow, she reached to Haridas Thakur, Haridas Prabhu, in Govinda temple, and he heard the classes of Haridas Prabhu. Hearing and hearing, he had so much shraddha, honor for him, and he took him like his guru, and he told him, requested him, that I want to be initiated by you only. I don't want to accept any other guru. He examined her in so many ways, waited so many, about 1 year, and he saw that she is quite qualified for this. Then he gave him diksha, initiation. But at that time she was the age of 16, very young. He had also so many disciples. Among them, there was a lady devotee. Her age was about 50. He gave her hands in the hands of that lady devotees. He told that you are like her, elder sister or mother. You should take care of her. And he should be in Vrindavan. But I want that she should go to Madhukari. Though he is the daughter of king, and his father has sent so many things, and money and everything. But I want that she should go to bake one chapati from one house. She did so. Only one chapati, only for maintaining her life, he used to take and refuse anything more. And in a very little hut with that
elder lady,
he used to be in Vrindavan. Very simple. But she was so beautiful. So his Gurudev was somewhat well for her too. But he knows that if anyone is just devotee, Krishna may save her. So gradually she became of 25-30 years age. And hearing all these things and keeping in his record here,
in her heart,
and he became so learned in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam as his Guru Deva. Like now in Vrindavan, Savita, Kavita and all others. She can recite so well Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Raspanchadhyaya and all others, Bhramar Gita and all others. And all used to be. She used to be bitterly, and so many Ashtasaptic bhav used to come. And anyone could be charmed by her. Then he sent her to Radhakund to be there. And there at the age, up to age of 50, she was there. And that lady has left his body, elder. And then she became alone. And he again came to his Gurudev and told, what should I do now? That elder
guardian lady has gone
left. Then he told that now I am also so much old, I may go, I can leave this world any day. So I am giving you one service. You should go to Jagannath Puri. The place of Sarvabhaumacharya is now neglected and ruined and no one knows. I want that you should go there and make it prominent and illuminated, that place. And you should do bhajan in Sarvabhaumacharya place, very near to Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to live. And this will aid you, add your more bhakti and everything. She came to Jagannath. So she used to deliver some sweet classes of Srimad Bhagavatam in few days. All become short. So many old learned persons, devotees, began to come to hear her
Harikatha.
One day, a Brahmin from Jaipur came with his deity, Rai.
Sam Rai.
Shyam Rai.
He came here.
When he was in Jaipur, he saw a dream that take me to Ganga Mata Thakurani in Puri.
Sachi Devi.
So you should take me. You are neglecting me. You are not properly serving me. So at once you should bid out the day. You should take me to Puri.
Otherwise I shall destroy your whole dynasty.
And if you are not doing so, your whole dynasty will be
ruined.
So he took his shalagram and that deity, that is shalagram, Shyam Rai. And he had married with Shyam, you know?
Yeah.
So Shyam Rai wanted to meet her and to be served by her. So
Vigraha,
Shyamra, Vigraha, very beautiful, black is but very, very small, like Govinda Gopinath. He took on his head in any basket and coming, there was no any rail or anything. So walking he came in several months. When he reached, he came to
Sachi Devi
and told that I have seen a dream like so. I want that you should take it. But she refused. I am Nishkinchan Vaishnavi. I cannot serve any deity. I do bhav seva always. I have nothing, one farthing or paise to bring any
paraphernalia
or anything, throne, pushpa and all other things. I only bring one chapati anywhere I go to Jagannath temple and have some
Madhukari
like
Anandavaja.
Mahas Prasad cannot be offered to Thakur. So how can it? I have not a farthing with me. She refused totally. In Kaljuga, it is very hard to serve Radha and Krishna or Mahaprabhu. After some time, a day will come when Achan will not be maintained. Like Mandans, broke the temples of India and occupied and did so many things. Now so much a struggle is going on for this even today. So a day may come that we cannot do archan freely. The Pashandi will be so much
powerful.
Powerful. So, I cannot maintain this, worship this Shyamaraj. But he was fearing of his dream that our dynasty will be
destroyed.
So he kept it there in the forest of Tulasi, which she had maintained, very big place of Tulasi, everywhere. It was like a jungle. So he kept it in it and he ran away from there. Shyamaraj, that deity, gave a dream to Sachi Devi that he had kept me here. I have not taken anything, my bath, even anything, prasadam, nothing, naivedyam, nothing. So quickly you should come and take me. I am waiting for you. Otherwise, I will be to have a star horn like this. Then she at once went and saw such, and he saw that very beautiful deity like this. Shyamaraj was there. And she picked him and took her. But where to keep? One day, in the meantime, he kept it in his heart, in her heart.
Hermitage.
One day, she was there, and this today, Ganga, the day of Ganga coming, was there. All the prominent devotees were going to take bath in Ganga, very far away. In Bengal, in Calcutta, or in Navadi, all there. Ganga Mata wanted to take bath in Ganges, so she became going to there. But he thought that who will serve this Shyamaraj, my husband? So how to do? She cannot go. She was so worried for this that I could not go to take bath. And he slept in the night, and he saw in a dream that Ganga is coming on from there, and there was a sound like kal 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 kal, and he saw that there is a very big like lake, pond, and there all are taking bath. Hari bol, hari bol.
Gautamanande.
She also went to take bath, and she took bath, but current was so
strong
that it carried it to Jagannath temple, where Radha and Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev and Sudarshan were there. The door was closed, but even the current was going there, and she went there. In the meantime, the time of Arnala Mangalarti came, and they heard some
noise
in temple, and when they closed, then king was reported, and the head priest was reported. They came there, and they opened the door and saw that this devotee was there. They told that, she is a thief also. She was preaching so much, Krishna Katha, giving classes. Now she is thief, how she entered in this? And she should be given to jail. And she was given to jail. Then, in the night Jagannath, they told, in the same day perhaps,
came in dream of
dream to the Prataparudra
king,
or his father was there, that at once go there, apologize, she is my
potency,
my power, like
potency,
you should just go and take it, and give, you should take initiation from her, and your whole learned council should go to her and take initiation from her, If you are not obeying, I will destroy your whole kingdom and whole dynasty. At once you should go. So king appeared to that Sachidevi.
গঙ্গা আমারই পাশ থেকে বেরিয়েছে আর আই থেকে আমার গঙ্গা মাতা গোস্বামী হচ্ছে ওজন মাথায় বলে
and also Jagannath they told that from today her name is Ganga Mata Thakurani because I have brought my Ganga here only for her so he is Ganga Mata Thakurani and just today you should go all and take initiation from her and give some donation and what she wants you should make a very beautiful
temple
and Sarvam Bhattacharya everything you should
renovate.
Go and do all these things
renovate
at once king with his all council he went there all Brahmins his lord and council Pandas they went to Janavatam
Ganga
Mata Thakurani that Sachi Devi and they acknowledged that they had made guilty her and offended. Then they told that you should give me initiation. How I can do it? I don't want to initiate anyone. But again and again, the king was requesting and getting his head on her lotus feet. At last she agreed and gave initiation to king and his all associates and then king told that I want to get some donation what he want then she told that if you want to do anything my guru dev has ordered that you should go and illuminate the place of so you should do like this and he in a very short time he built very good
temple
and also the places of Sarvam Bhattacharya where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvam Bhattacharya were sitting and discussing Vedanta Sutra also. His deity all Shyam Rai was also there and then she became so prominent in the whole Puri that all Puri devotees used to come and hear his Today still in the nearby of Jagannath temple is Ganga, Shweta Ganga, even today. And all used to go there and they take bath and they think that we are taking bath in Ganges.
Puri ke paas mein ya mandir ke paas?
Mandir ke paas.
Mandir ke
paas. Very near. So this is Ganga Mata Thakurani, being a deity devotee, but very powerful Acharya. And today is the auspicious day of Ganga coming here. Who is Ganga? Ganga is in his two forms. One, coming from the lotus feet was worshipped and was washed in water and Brahma took it in his kamandalu, water bath. And from there Bhagirath brought it in this world. And another story is that in Brahma Vaivat Purana, Ganga is like a Sakhi, like a Lalita Vishakha Srimati Radhika Chandravya and others. One day, Krishna was sitting with Ganga, Sakhi, and he was talking some pleasant things. In the meantime, Srimati Radhika came, and she saw that, Krishna is meeting with this Ganga, Sakhi. So Krishna became ashamed. And also Ganga was ashamed. She became water and Krishna also like that. So this ashamed Ganga became water and this is called Virja. One drop of that water came in the middle point of Vaikuntha and this worldly world. And in that, Karnatishai Vishnu is sleeping and Lakshmi is
massaging
him. So this is one drop of that Ganga who became like Prem Sarovar in Vrindavan, you know. Srimati Radhika and Krishna, both had become Prem Sarovar. They melted, so Ganga was melted in these things. From one drop, Karnatishai Vishnu, and from there, when Vamandev went there in Brahmaloka, he took some water from that Karnatishai Vishnu, Karnavari, he took. And he washed the feet, lotus feet of and that water came and became Ganges in this world, Bhagirathi, and in heaven,
Alakananda, Mandakini,
and in Patalok, Mandakini.
Bhogavati.
Bhogavati and Mandakini. This Ganga is Ganga Sakhi also. Anyone can tell that if Ganges is the feet water of Krishna or Vamandev, how can we can give it to, offer it to Krishna or Narayan or anyone? How? Anyone cannot give the
feet
water of anyone to take or to worship or anything.
Abhishek vagaira mein kaise dekhte hain?
But it is wrong. Krishna feet and Krishna head, Krishna eyes are same thing. Krishna remnant is also Krishna. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Namo Brahmani Vaishnave, Sarva Punya Patam Rajan, Vishwaso Nihajayate. What is the meaning, Prabhu?
Navati Prabhu.
Mahaprasade, Govinde, all are Krishna. Then?
That those who are very meek or very meager pious Bhakti credits, they cannot have faith in Mahaprasad, in Govinda, in the Vaishnavas,
and
the holy name of the Lord.
If we are taking Mahaprasad and thinking that by Mahaprasad, now we have been impure, then what is the meaning? They have no faith in Mahaprasad. We shouldn't think like this. But for Kanishtha Adhikari, Sukhdev cannot wash after he taking Mahaprasad. He will do like this. Oh, I am so fortunate to have this. But now we have some doubt that how can we enter in Thakur Mandir and we can offer any bow. We think that this is remnant of Krishna. But remnant of Krishna is also Krishna. But you should come in this stage to believe like this. Otherwise you should wash your hands and then go to temple. But never think that I have become impure. It can be given in Abhishek of Krishna, it can be given on the head of Krishna, it can be offered to him to drink also. In Puri, the smart Brahman did not offer Ganga Jal to Jagannath because they are smart and they are offensive in Krishna lotus feet. They never give. They think they dig any well there and from well all the water are supplied there, not from Ganga. If anyone bring Ganga water, they will not give to Thakurji.
Isi karan se ki ye charno tak hai.
Charno tak.
Isliye pavitra ho gaya.
Abhi bhi nahi rehte.
To is siddhant ke hisab se jab hum bhi abhishek karte hain, to uska charan udhok hai.
Hum log karte hain. We don't think like a smart Brahmins. We are
bhakta.
So, Vaishnava, Mahaprasade, Govinde, Naam, Brahman, Vaishnava. Four. these things are Krishna's, not different. There are some vaisishta, vaisishta means
specialities.
A remnant of Krishna is more
powerful
than Krishna himself, Mahaprasadam. Vaishnava are more powerful than Krishna himself. They cannot come to us. We cannot see Krishna, but we can see Vaishnavas. Vaishnava are the full mercy, embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. Krishna has some rule and regulation he has to follow to come to us, or we can see Krishna. But Vaishnavas, unconditional.
Causeless mercy.
Mahaprasad is causeless mercy. Mahaprasad is Govinda. Naam, more powerful than Krishna himself. He has invested his all power. Naam namakari bhaudhari sarva shakti sattara pita niyamat krishna Krishna has some, he has to think what is the proper time, what is the proper qualification to give my darshan to anyone. But Namdev, he can come as an offender also. Anyone can join Krishna in day or night, taking bath or not. If he is making a stool and anything, he can join Krishna. But in impure state, we cannot take the son of Krishna, worship even nothing. So name Mahaprasad or gorgeous, merciful
Vaishnava.
So we should think like this. Now time is 8. So today I could not explain Chaitanya Charitamrita for tomorrow. From tomorrow, in morning, a bit of the week, and in evening,
tomorrow.
You may come, you can give one chair also.
Tomorrow is a Kadamsi.
And he should come at whatever.
He can come first to you.
Oh, he will come to me first?
Yeah, you can come together.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Tell all the devotees to come.
If tomorrow morning all of us can come again
at about 10 and a half, before 10 and a half,
at about 10 o'clock, kirtan will start, and then class will start 10:30 to 11:30, and there is morning program tomorrow. Gaurangi, Gaurangi Didi, morning program is there tomorrow.
It's difficult, they don't open the place.
Not here.
No.
So any suggestion for where we have the morning program?
The husband does not mind, but the wife is complaining.
So no morning.
Okay.
No morning program then, or?
Any day we will have to go to that temple where I was.
Yes.
Last year.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Today's
Thursday.
And
Thursday.
You can suggest from Buddha Prabhu and other prominent
yes.
here whether we will go there or not. If okay, then we. Otherwise, if they are offended, they have nothing to make any problem. You should
discuss.
Go, Brahma.